guys, Amelia here again. This week, I'm bringing you all along on my thoughts and reflections on this year's Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is a ticketed event that happens on select nights between August and October at the Magic Kingdom. The party takes over the entire park after it is closed to non-ticketed guests. The party hours are 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., but party guests can arrive as early as 4 p.m. The last show is at 12 a.m., and you can hang around and shop for a bit after that as well. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is one of the few times Disney openly encourages everyone, including adults, to wear costumes. There are a few regulations to know, though. The Disney website lists some key rules, but you should remember that Disney cast members will always have the final say on your costume. A popular aspect of this event is the trick-or-treating option available for all guests. There are 14 trick-or-treat locations on Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party map. You might find cast members handing out treats at a few other spots as well. Trick-or-treating is ongoing from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. Almost all of these locations are handing out standard Mars and Wrigley treats, which means a lot of chocolate and some Skittles and Starburst as well. There are also two allergy-friendly spots, and the map indicates you can ask for an allergy-friendly bag at any treat stop. These trick-or-treat spots are in-and-out situations. You get in a queue, walk up to a cast member standing next to a bucket of treats, the cast member drops a handful in your bag, you say thank you, and then you exit. The queues move quickly and tend to have multiple buckets in case someone holds up, insisting the cast member dig for a specific treat. While trick-or-treating is a cornerstone of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party experience, it's also a pretty big waste of time. You're not getting amazing candy, and there's no special element to it. If Disney were to incorporate something like character handing out candy, maybe it would be a different aspect. As far as new characters go, you can expect to see Elvis Stitch, Pirate Goofy, Frontierland Costume Promenade, and Storybrooke Circus Disney Junior Jam Dance Party. Other character highlights will be a photo op with the Gravediggers, Moana, and Lotso the Bear. New this year, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party features three unique ride overlays. At the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Adventureland, new pirates will invade the attraction, interacting with sailing guests who will join the search for Gunpowder Pete, who is a live actor in the ride. The Mad Tea Party simply adds festive Halloween music and lighting. The Space Mountain overlay is two simple changes. First, the ride lights are turned off, setting the ride in an almost pitch-black environment. Second, the music is replaced with rock music, creating a more intense experience. There are two showings of the Boo to You Parade, and the second is always far less crowded. Get spots at least 30 minutes early for the first parade. If you do elect to just go with the second parade, you may end up kicking yourself, because this is always one of the best parades Disney does. Always watch the early parade and the late parade. The Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular is absolutely not to be missed. It is a show hosted by the mischievous Sanderson sisters from Disney's Hocus Pocus movie, who return to the mortal world for one night during the Halloween season. The three sisters decide to use their magic to throw the best evil Halloween party this side of the graveyard, featuring Dr. Facilier, Oogie Boogie, Maleficent, and other Disney villains, plus dancers, projections, and special effects. Unfortunately, the villains will not do meet and greets after the shows, so you'll want to find them throughout the park instead. Hollow Wishes is the fireworks spectacular shown only during Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. It runs once per night and it is not to be missed. If you view the first Boo to You Parade from Main Street, about the time it's over, you can go watch the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, and then it would be a good time to pick a viewing location for this fireworks show. The show does have perimeter bursts and castle projections, so a location on Main Street USA or near Casey's in the Ice Cream Parlor are good options. Don't get too close to the castle, or you won't be able to see all the firework bursts. While the Boo to You Parade exceeds the Christmas Parade, Hollow Wishes does not trump Holiday Wishes, not even close. Maybe from a pure pyrotechnics perspective, but the show elements of Holiday Wishes are far superior. Beyond these attractions, the biggest difference for 2018 is that there are more Halloween party nights than ever before. There are 34 parties in total. This is up from the 32 parties last year, which was up from 29 parties the year before. Every year for the past 4 years, there has been a record number of parties. This is not necessarily good news. While it does give you more choices in terms of when to attend, it's a bummer for guests who aren't attending the party, because it means that Magic Kingdom closes at 7 p.m. several nights per week to guests who haven't purchased tickets for the Halloween party. If the free candy doesn't quite satisfy your sweet tooth, enjoy spooktacular offerings created especially for the season. The Buffalo Chicken Nacho Cheese Masterpiece is the Hades Nachos found at Pico's Bills. The worms and dirt found here is the perfect kid-friendly treat as well. Right outside at Golden Oak Outpost, you can also find the amazing apple cider slush. This drink is refreshing for those fall nights that feel a lot more like summer. A few other party-exclusive highlights include the Hitchhiking Ghost Dessert at Aloha Isle, the Oogie Boogie Meringue from Gaston's Tavern, and the Monster Smash Burger at Cosmic Rays. If shopping is your top priority, visit the Emporium Big Top Souvenirs for apparel, ornaments, pins, and more exclusive Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party merchandise. You can also find costume pieces at Curtain Call Collectibles and tons of event pins at Frontier Trading Posts. I'm not overstating this. Lines for exclusive merchandise can rival the lines for characters. Items can sell out quickly, so if you wait until later in the night, decide how much you're willing to wait in line for that limited edition pin set. Overall, Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party is a great event that every guest should experience at least once if money allows. It's especially great for character meetings, the Boo to You Parade, and the Hollow Wishes fireworks. There's enough on the schedule that you need to have a good strategy to accomplish everything, and there's plenty to do during the Halloween party to keep you entertained. Enough that you might want to forego doing any attractions and finding another day in Magic Kingdom for those. Thank you for listening to my final podcast of this series, and I hope you've enjoyed it.